My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away.
Hello everybody, welcome back to the People Building Podcast, and today we are going to be talking about, this is a tricky one, accepting your limitations. Yeah, that is our subject matter for today. Now, I may have found a more eloquent title by the time I finish talking, but at this moment, it's about accepting our limitations. Now, here's why I think this is important. I think in the world of self-development, there are many disillusioned, quite frankly, deranged people. There's a lot of people that come into self-development with this magical thinking, and it annoys me. It annoys me because I think it is disingenuous. I remember someone that I was dating who was very, very big on personal development, having this almost guilt about feeling bad sometimes. Even if something legitimately very bad had happened, he reacted as if it had to be okay. And sometimes it wasn't. Now, I've talked before about, you know, the fact that we have a spectrum of emotions, and so being able to experience all of them is actually a very beautiful thing, because you get to appreciate the good ones when you've got them that little bit more. But I think it's the same model of thinking that applies to the idea of you can do, be, or have anything you want. You can't. Sorry. Now, am I saying that you are absolutely stuck where you are? No, I'm not saying that either. I'm saying that there are different versions of success that exist, and given where you are starting from and the resources that are available to you, that might influence, to some extent, what your success can look like, what your outcomes can actually look like. Do I think everybody has the, unless put success into monetary values, which I don't necessarily like to do, but it does give us some kind of representation, which is easy to reference. Do I believe that everybody can be a millionaire? No, I don't. I don't believe they can, because I don't believe that everybody has what it takes to be able to manage that sort of an experience. Even people that win the lottery often don't hang on to that money for very long, because they're not used to managing that level of wealth. So do I believe that everybody can therefore be successful? I think they can to a point. I think that you can improve. I think that you can change. I think that you can evolve into brilliant, beautiful things. But I don't believe that everybody is geared up to achieve the same kinds of success as others. And I believe that if we begin by accepting what limitations there may be around us, then we'll actually give ourselves a far easier time as we begin to move forward. Before we set out on any task or any goal, it's a good idea to do some kind of taking inventory. Where are you at the point of getting started? And therefore, starting where you are, is that thing that you want to achieve, is that success that you desire, actually realistic for you? Maybe it is, but maybe it's not realistic within the time frames that you set yourself. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not realistic given the skill set that you currently have. So perhaps you need to change things a little bit. Perhaps you need to have other mini plans that you put in place before achieving the big plan that you actually want to get to. Maybe you need to change time in some ways. Maybe you need to think about just, you know, laws of the universe, physics, gravity, all of those different sorts of things that actually do put constraints on the way human beings operate. And that might mean changing what you desire, so that it's similar to what you wanted, but maybe not exactly the same as what you wanted. Now, if you do that inventory and you realise, actually, there is some massive reason why what I want is not ever going to be possible, do you give up? Do you walk away and have a little sulk? Quite possibly. But beyond that, what do? Well, then the question becomes, what do you want? Now, we can't look backwards when we answer that question, because if the answer is, well, what I want is to achieve something that by my age I now can't achieve, or something that with my limitations in my life I'm not able to make happen, that doesn't thoroughly answer the question, because what we're doing there is saying, well, if I could go back and change time, if I could change history, if I could change the way that the world is designed, that's not going to happen either. So we have to say, what do you want now, given the parameters that we have? What do you want now, given the limitations that exist in your circumstances? That's the question that gets us to move on to the next level, where we may start then to move towards something that looked like what it was we originally wanted. Is it going to be exactly the same as what we originally wanted? Probably not. But it could get us close, and that might be important. So, in summary of what I've just said, what I'm saying is, when we are looking to succeed, when we are setting goals, when we are dreaming big, we are going to do so with our limitations in mind. We're not going to pretend they don't exist. We're not going to, you know, just hide them under the carpet. We're going to look at them, hold them up to the light, and examine them closely so we know what it is that we're dealing with. We're not going to live in this happy-clappy state of mind where we pretend that they never existed in the first place. We are actually going to use them and build them into our planning, because maybe there is something in those experiences of limitation that might be useful for us in some other way. They help us to build a more realistic idea of what our success is going to look like, and that is most definitely important. So, I hope this video was useful to you. It's a bit of a random one, but there we go. I will be speaking to you all again in 1 month's time. If you did find this video useful, though, then go ahead and click the thumbs up button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel by clicking the red subscribe button and hit the notifications bell as well, so that you get notified the next time I upload a video. But for now, thank you so much for watching and listening, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.